When the Australian government killed off any attempt to change Australia's behaviour in terms of carbon pollution and renewable energy targets, many people felt things were going too badly wrong. Here around the Northern Rivers region, a dedicated group of people formed and started a new energy company with significant differences compared to the usual business model. Hi, I'm Martin, and I had the pleasure to interview Sledge about this new company. Welcome to Kaput Radio. Hi Sledge, good to meet you. You are the founder and member of the Guardians of the CSG movement here in the Northern Rivers and other places.
Yeah,
I noticed your activity since a while. I'm glad to have you on NIM-FM on Kaput Radio. Today I would like to ask you about the new company foundation called Enova and what this is all about, because I only saw a small article in the NIM in Good Times, and there are probably lots of questions people will have. Mm-hmm. So can you sort of bring us into
that
topic?
Yeah, sure. I'll give you a little bit of a summary, Martin. The whole thing is not from the Northern Rivers Guardians, but it did. We were involved in a series of forums called the Northern Rivers Energy Forums, which were annual events and somewhere in the Northern Rivers area every year. And it was to canvass options on how we can look at a renewable energy future, because as you know, this area has been in the forefront of fighting against fossil fuel developments, especially on the CSG or unconventional gas. So you can't just give a no to something. You have to give an option, positive thing that you would like to see done instead of the CSG. Now, when we got involved with the CSG thing, you inevitably start to look at the big picture, and that includes all fossil fuels. So you start to find out about how much coal is doing damage to our environment and raising the world's temperature on average. So, I mean, I hesitate to use the words global warming, because people say, oh, yeah, but it was cold last year. And you say, well, yeah, some years are colder, but on average, the 10 of the world's 11 hottest years have been the last decade. And so, yes, some places will be colder than others, but in general, we're having a warming trend, which is causing melting of the glaciers, etc. Most people know these things that listen to your program. So we've got a problem.
Huge implications for the oceans too. No?
Absolutely.
Sort of most recently it becomes clear.
Acidification is a huge issue. Not just the rising sea levels, but the acidification is going on apace. And a lot of that is coming from fossil fuel pollution,
which is also economically damaging, by the way, because the fish stocks are basically jeopardized for
Absolutely.
Those nations who are dependent upon them.
Yep, you're totally right. Yeah. And we've got other problems too when it comes to the pelagic feeders like the whales that many of us have been fighting for many years. You know, if you get a huge depopulation, or shall we say species extinction in the oceans, we have a real risk of the whole ecosystem collapsing. If that happens, it's not just a matter of too bad we don't have any fish. We don't have any whales, we don't have any plankton, we don't have any things. And then, so what's that going to do to the ocean's ability to produce oxygen for us?
Yeah.
So we've got a real problem, and we need to start working on it urgently. And one of the things that we can do as individuals is to start replacing fossil fuel generated electricity. My own house has for 25 years been standalone solar. Now, that does have some problems in when you don't have enough solar energy, because we only have a small battery storage. It's an individual house. So what do? We turn down the lights. We don't put on energy sapping devices during those periods. Not everybody wants to live like that. But if you have a community-owned generation and a mini microgrid, as some of the communities like Mullumbimby, Tyalgum are looking to do, is a way of sharing those resources. Mm. And so you can kind of live a 24-hour system by sharing and storing together. Also, now, that's one of the things that we're doing. But what you're asking
there's
me...
There's actually technically no limit to if the funding was provided, you could actually realize a complete sufficient system right away. There's no technical limits, really.
There is no problem with technology. So I mean, we've got the technology. The funding is the only problem. Yeah. And that's a political will situation.
Yeah.
Now, the thing that I would like to talk to you about today, and specifically, is Enova. Now, it started out as Northern Rivers Energy, a group of individuals, most of whom have had careers in different corporate structures. Many of them retired now, and they have got together as a committee and worked up a whole prospectus to make a community-owned energy company. Now, this is essentially a retailer, which will replace some of the large corporations, which now suck your money, suck our the consumer's money into the corporation and spits it out to their shareholders, who are usually living a long ways away from here. They thought, well, look, we can change the paradigm. We can do this by saying, okay, the community will buy the company. We will be a rival retailer. But we will share. They've written a constitution which incorporates research and development, community surplus funds, like what you would call profits, which, and it is a very profitable thing. That's why everybody wants to get in on it. Profits will be divided 50% to the shareholders, which are people like you and me, and some of our local associations. The, for instance, the community center has bought a couple of shares. Mm-hmm. We're hoping that other groups will do likewise. Like I know that the community neighborhood center is interested in buying at least a few shares. What this will do will be that you have a community-owned structure. Now, that means that you and I are in control of that. Mm. However, according to the prospectus, 50% of the profits will go back into a development of renewable energy for the people of the region.
I read you also have other not-for-profit arms of the whole thing designed.
Yep. Yep, it is. There's one thing that they want to do, which is to, for people that can't afford their own solar power, their own wind power, ultimately we'll have, you know, we'll have tidal or wave power as well. Those technologies are on the way. Mm. If this is successful, and we believe that it will be, then 50% of the profits will go to helping people to get their own systems. However that can be, and in some ways it'll be likely that the Enova will buy equipment and put it out on people's properties. They will be able to benefit from the having the installation. It also reduces the dependency on the fossil fuels. So there will be a help for people that can't afford it. That was part of that not-for-profit objective. And they're also hoping that by recruiting customers within the area, we will be able to give a good tariff feed-in. For instance, let's say you have 1 kilowatt system on your roof and you don't use all the power. Most people feed it back into the system at something like 4 to 6 cents is being given by the companies today. They're guaranteeing double that. They're going to be giving a very generous feed-in tariff.
Which would
be a
good incentive for people to expand on their roofs.
Absolutely.
To get it started.
And you get a return on that. Yeah. And if you're a shareholder, you not only get a return on that, but you will get the best price for any energy you do buy off of the grid, right? So if you're grid interactive, then, and many people are, instead of just taking your price taker, whatever they give you, you can be a price setter as well, because you can say, all right, we, you know, we are as Enova, we're buying and selling energy, and we will set and give the best prices to the local community. Mm-hmm. And there's one other aspect which I find very attractive. There's about $60 million every year that goes to these big companies from the Northern Rivers, from our little catchment area, which is, you know, Grafton at the Queensland border. About $60 million is what the customers in this area give to these big companies.
And they're predominantly coal, fossil fuel-driven.
It's almost all of it.
Yeah.
But it also leaves the area. So by...
I see, yeah.
Yeah. So by giving the shareholders back some of the return, in other words, 50% of the profits go back to the shareholders, who are people like me and the community center, et cetera, they will get a return on their investment, which stays here.
So it's prosperity, local prosperity.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the jobs will also be here, you know, the people that are employed within the company, and also with the development of further fossil fuels, you know, like the solar installations and wind and wave. Those people, the technicians, will be employed locally, and they will be generating income. So for a number of reasons, most of which I've just itemized in a fairly long-winded way, for a number of reasons, I encourage people to either take shares in this company, and the share offer is open now. People need to go onto the internet and look at Enova, which is E-N-O-V-A, enovaenergy.com.au. And, you'll find...
Have a PDF reader ready, which I didn't. I apologize, but I didn't have it into my computer.
Fair enough.
I couldn't look at it this morning.
Well, the prospectus is listed there, plus a summary of what it's all about. A prospectus on a share offer is about 70 pages, 80 pages long. Mm. You don't have to read all of it, but at least you can skim through it.
This other frequently asked question page is very interesting. I've read all those.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of information from that. It's well addressed, actually, in general, you could say.
And the people involved in this are listed who have started the company, one of whom are your listeners would probably know pretty well. The company secretary is Adam Guys, who was the Greens candidate for Lismore and came very close to winning the seat. The other person who is not technically an employee, but she's the chairperson of the company, is named Alison Crook, unfortunate last name, but she's a person that's been involved in many levels of business in Australia, and she's even won awards such as Australian Businesswoman of the Year, etc. So she's the chairman of the board of directors, and they have people who have been involved with the technicalities, who have been involved with distribution of electricity. So all of these people that are involved in Enova, the information is online in their prospectus. You can read about them, and I was very impressed, and I hope your listeners will be, with the level of expertise. We're not talking about a bunch of people sitting around the table who have come up with this idea. They're people that actually know what they're doing, and they're putting in their time and effort to develop something new for our community, and so that we have a clean energy future. This is the kind of thing that we in these meetings, we used to say, somebody should do this. Mm. Well, somebody is doing it.
Which brings me to a question about, there must be some examples of this working overseas.
Absolutely. It's been based on successful community-owned enterprises in Europe, fundamentally Germany and Holland, Denmark. They all have community-owned electricity systems. Yeah. And so it's not untried. It is very successful. And so these people are, they've done their research. They know what they're doing. I'm going to put my money into it. And not just because I believe it should happen, which I very much do, but I believe that I will also be in good investment for me and my family.
This brings me to the last question maybe for today. such a company would automatically become a strong competitor to the fossil fuel businesses around. Mm. Do you expect sort of unfair play?
No, they've looked at this pretty well. They have to be licensed because it is a retailer, and they've been pretty well guaranteed that they've ticked all the boxes. Mm. Now, the only thing is they need to be have enough capital to guarantee their expenses for the first 12 months. So their target is $3 to $4 million, and they're asking for a share to be $1,000. It's a fairly steep price for some people. Yeah. So
but
if you want to buy
a
share,
low level for an industry.
Yeah, it is. But some people have said to me, "Oh, look, I don't have $1,000." Mm. And when I mentioned this at a meeting recently in Nimbin, the board said, "Well, you can have up to three owners of a single share, so you can go together with two friends, and
you get the entry level even further."
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So you can get three people's names on the or more names on that share certificate. The only disadvantage is you only have one vote. You know, when you go to the annual general meetings and things, each share will be one vote. But to make sure that you can't be taken over by commercial enterprise, the Constitution says it doesn't matter how many shares you have, you can have no more than five votes. Mm. Let's say I put in $10,000, I would have 10 shares, but I only have five votes.
But you're still entitled to the dividends of it.
Absolutely, yeah. So this will give, let's say you and two friends wanted to own a share, whoever's name is listed first would be the person entitled to vote, unless you gave another name as a proxy. So it's all organized. It's all written down in their information, in their prospectus. It's a legal document. They have to do it to be, to be on the market in New South Wales and Australia. It won't be listed on the share market because it's a smallish company. Because we're only talking about, 3,000 shares, 3 to 4,000 shares. Mm. So their market capitalization is 3 to 4 million.
But it doesn't stop other people to do the same thing.
Not at all. Yeah. And the more the merrier, really. Yeah. And we're hoping to be an inspiration to other communities. Yeah. And the more we can generate and encourage communities to take control of their own energy, their own electricity, the more we can drive renewables, the better our future is going to be, financially and environmentally.
Well, folks, you heard it here. Sledge from Northern Rivers Guardians, who illustrated the new company, innovaenergy.com.au. For any further information, you can Google them up.
One further point. The share offering ends officially on the 25th of September. Oh, yeah. They are entitled to extend that. So, but don't dawdle. Go and have a look. If you're inspired, download their application form and get busy with it. We need to raise these funds because once it's happening, we intend to be in business by the end of this year.
Thanks very much for the interview, sir.
No worry. Thank you, Martin.
Thanks for your kind interest. As stated, you can find detailed information at innovaenergy.com.au. I want to thank Sledge for his contribution and point out other Kaput Radio programs can be easily found and are all free to download if you Google Kaput X Radio. Kaput spells with two T's. My name is Martin and you can catch me again with more Kaput Radio.